Wake Up Tri-Counties from our Save-A-Lot studio. I'm Sean Kernan, and joining us now from OSF St. Luke Medical Center, Samantha Rux.
Hi, Sean. I switched hats. I am now wearing my OSF hat. I had my Kiwanis hat on previously, but, you know, speaking of OSF and Kiwanis together, that's something that's really nice about working for an organization like OSF. They really encourage our mission partners to get involved in their community. So, you know, we have several Kiwanis members who work for OSF, and that's kind of cool.
Very good. Yes. So what are we talking about?
So officially, I would say yesterday, we kicked off Doctors Week. So people may know that March 30th is Doctors Day nationally, but OSF really wanted to provide a recognition time that lasted a little bit longer than a day because our doctors, we feel, deserve more than a day. And also that aligns a little bit better with some of the other observance or recognition times for mission partners. So, you know, we have Nurses Week, we have Hospital Week, we have Rad Tech Week. You know, everybody seems to have a week, but our doctors do not. So OSF decided that they wanted to do that this year, which is pretty exciting. So I thought that I would kick off this week of celebration just kind of talking about what kind of care our physicians provide us locally, because we know that OSF is a pretty big system across Illinois. And so just wanted to kind of put it out there, all the different physicians that we have.
So. And there are a number of different ways to be a doctor.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, we have the MDs, so the medical doctor. We have DO, which is Doctor of Osteopathy. Really, you know, all still providing that same primary or specialty care. So we have a lot of different ways to become a doctor. You know, we have the traditional, maybe 4 years of college, then you go to medical school, you do your residency or your fellowship, and kind of that long track. We have other mission partners who maybe started out in a totally different field and kind of decided they wanted to be a doctor later in life. And so maybe they take a more accelerated journey. So a lot of different opportunities there. And, you know, a program that we've really benefited from both in the Kewaunee and Princeton areas is the University of Illinois at Chicago. Their Rockford campus has a rural medicine program. So it's really, you know, providing students who are potentially from a rural area or want to work in a rural area an opportunity to find a spot that works for them, but also, you know, rural medicine is hard to come by. A lot of people don't want to live or work in the rural areas. So we have a lot of students, both in Kewaunee and Princeton, at our primary care practice that shadow our and do clinicals with our physicians there. So that's pretty cool. And, you know, a lot of those kids are local. So, you know, I've seen students who graduated from Kewaunee or maybe Williamsfield, you know, kind of just those smaller towns, and they're coming back and they're seeing what it's like to work in our practices.
So how is Doctors Week playing out?
So we just kicked it off today, actually, probably right at this moment. All of our mission partners in Princeton are enjoying a free breakfast. So just kind of a way to recognize, you know, obviously our doctors, but then the mission partners that serve alongside them. So Kewaunee is going to be having their free breakfast on Friday. So looking forward to that. And again, just a time to recognize those doctors and the mission partners for the work that they do. You'll see a lot on social media. So a lot of recognition of our physicians that we have locally. And so that looks really different, you know, depending on where you come into our hospitals at. You know, of course, when we think about Doctors Week, maybe we think about the physicians that we see every day, so our primary care providers. And so that is, you know, a handful of physicians that are in our medical group offices. They're providing that preventive care. You know, some of them may have an interest in different areas, so they may, you know, like to work with kids more, or maybe they like to work with our senior population, and they provide services in Kewaunee, Galva, Sheffield, Princeton, Henry, and so that's kind of our purview in Kewaunee and Princeton. Those are the offices that we have physicians staffed. And so if you're looking for a new primary care provider, I would definitely suggest checking us out. The thing that's pretty nice, I mean, we do have we have a pretty big patient volume at all of our locations, but there are still some physicians that are accepting new patients. So hopefully you can get in pretty soon. If you need to come back for a wellness check or something like that, or maybe something's been bugging you and you haven't, you know, really seen your primary care provider to get that referral, definitely check out our clinics. Mm. So.
There's also, you've got doctors who'll kind of come, there were specialties, they'll come into town and they'll see a patient and work with them that way.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a great segue because I was going to talk about that. You know, we see our primary care providers and maybe, you know, something specific is bothering you. So they order some tests or whatever and they realize that you do need a referral for a specialist. Now, as a patient, you should have some autonomy into where you see that specialist. Of course, in Kewaunee and Princeton, we don't see every single specialist or every single specialty, but we do try to provide those, you know, more common specialist referrals. So we have OSF Cardiovascular Institute that comes to both Kewaunee and Princeton. So that's anything with your heart, cardiologists. They are, I think the cadence is a little different at both locations. I think we have a little bit more cardiology in Princeton than we do in Kewaunee, but we also have pulmonologists that come in. So anything with your lungs, respiratory, things like that. We have podiatry, which is your feet. And so we have Dr. I think Ruskuski in Kewaunee, and I don't know for sure if we do podiatry in Princeton or who's providing that service, but so they all come varying amounts depending on, you know, kind of what the need is. We have orthopedics through Great Plains Orthopedics. We also, and then Princeton has OSF Orthopedics. General surgery, of course. So in Kewaunee, we have Dr. Atwell, who's doing surgeries for us and also providing clinic. And then in Princeton, we do have surgeries, and then our provider, I believe, he sees patients out of his Peru clinic. So, so it just kind of depends on where you need to travel. But for the most part, we do try to bring in some of those common specialists. Mm. Yep.
What else would you like us to know?
Well, when you think about hospital care, it's not just in the medical group or the, you know, the primary care specialty setting. You know, oftentimes people go to the emergency room and they see a doctor. So while we do have Dr. Lindbaum, who is a medical group physician in our clinic doing some emergency department work, we actually contract with Emergency Physician Staffing Solutions in both Kewaunee and Princeton to provide that physician coverage in the emergency room. So that has really worked for some of our smaller hospitals within OSF because, again, it's hard to recruit physicians to come, but then also, you know, it's nice because we are able to really see a wide variety of physicians in our emergency department and make sure that is staffed appropriately. So yeah, people may see physicians that way. The other thing I will say is both in Kewaunee and Princeton, we have moved to a telehospitalist program. So while we have a nurse practitioner who is there providing that, you know, at the bedside care, we also work with OSF as a ministry, and we have physicians who are in, they call it a cockpit in Peoria, and the amount of technology is really pretty incredible. They can see, you know, from their cockpit, they can tell, you know, if pupils are dilated or, you know, just the camera technology is really incredible. So even though, you know, that may be a change for people, you know, having that nurse practitioner at the bedside, really the telehospitalist provides that 24/7 coverage. So again, ways that we can work with our ministry instead of having to, you know, staff that hospitalist.
All right. So people should keep an eye on OSF social media this week for more on the doctors.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you happen to see your doctor come across there, leave them some love in the comments, of course. And if you're thinking right now, oh, man, I really need to see my primary care doc, make that appointment.
And if you don't have one, get one.
That's right. Exactly.
It is very important to have a primary care doctor.
Yes, for sure. They can follow your journey. They can, you know, make sure that you're hitting your health goals and they they cheer you on, you know, as you start achieving those results.
Obviously, so. You've got to talk to your insurance company, you know, that's a whole thing there,
yes.
But...
yes, I know, and yeah, we can get
can
into...
OSF still help you navigate.
That's right, for sure. So yeah, make that appointment and, you know, go from there. Sometimes you only need to see your provider, you know, once a year, but they will let you know and you'll be on your way to better health.
All right, Samantha Rucks, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean.